This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
Anchors away. That is the Anchors Away song, which is the United States Navy, what do you call it, a theme song?
Like their anthem or something?
Yeah, it's kind of like, I guess, an anthem.
Anthem?
And, John Philip Sousa wrote that. That's the one I was thinking, okay. The name. It's not the one who wrote the one that, I don't know if that's the one who wrote that. She said it was Lieutenant some other name. Anyway.
Zimmerman or something?
Yeah, Zimmerman. I think that might have been it.
All right.
That was in honor of our last listener, her dad, and all of you who served in the Navy.
All right, you're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio, also known as
Learning University.
Learning University's on the air. Let's repeat our questions quickly, fellas, and then move on to our next call.
All right, the famous 1932 movie The Mummy, starring Boris Karloff, was inspired by the opening of the tomb of what Egyptian pharaoh? Second question, if you engage in sternutation, what are you doing? And then third question, on what continent will you find the Atlas Mountains?
Here's what I've got. In 2018, Judge Judy was the highest paid TV host. Is that true? That's our true and false question. Second question, Phoebe Ann Mosey changed her name after she became a famous Wild West sharpshooter. Which name do we know her by today? Third question, Miami, Florida sits on the bank of what bay? You know the song, Sitting on the Dock of the bay.
Yeah.
Watching Miami float away.
Yeah.
Yeah, all you have to do is just continue
that was
the
to theme from Miami Vice.
Get to the second verse and you'll know which bay it is.
Okay.
Ed wasn't going to join us.
I know which bay it is.
Singing.
It was bad enough already. Yeah. I wasn't going to.
You know the answer to that question? Is it this?
I don't think I do.
I don't think sitting on the dock of the bay has anything to do
is
with
that it.
Yeah, how did you know that?
I know everything about
You know everything about geography. You really do.
All right, so I have been there, by the way.
You missed a good chance to be a FedEx driver because you'd already know where to turn.
Where to go.
You wouldn't need GPS or anything. I know where that is. It's on this interstate.
By the way, FedEx tried to deliver a package to your house. I got a text on this, and they just need to know your credit card number. Then they'll make a delivery.
Yeah, they'll deliver it.
All right, here are my two questions I have left. The most popular pets in the United States are dogs, followed by cats. And then number five is birds. What's the third? After dogs and cats, it's not birds. What's the third most popular pet in the U.S.? And number two, chicken, beef, pork, and fish are like 95% or more of consumed meats in America. What's number five? What's the fifth most consumed meat in America after chicken?
I got a good little marketing thing for them after we find out.
Chicken, beef, pork, and fish.
Right.
They can say,
we're number five. We try harder. And then just say, look, we're number five. We try harder. We want to. What's for dinner? Get those license
dinner?
Plates and everything, those tags for those trucks.
I hear you. All right, so we go back to the phone.
Well, let's go. I say we do.
Let's do it.
We're going to go to Illinois, and Chad is on the line. Chad, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Can you guys hear me?
Yes, sir.
We can.
Hey, Chad, you need to put your seatbelt on.
He's playing the hurdy-gurdy.
Hurdy-gurdy?
Hurdy-gurdy. Yes, I am.
Told you.
Hey, I missed the last question. What are some of the questions left? Can I ask that?
Yes, sir. By the way, what instrument were you playing there?
The air guitar.
Air guitar. I bet you're good.
Can you do an air ukulele?
No.
Okay, well,
it takes a lot of time and practice for that.
Okay, well,
we just reset our questions, Chad.
So we'll do it again for Chad.
Just for Chad.
I'm going to go fast, like speed read.
All right, the famous 1932 movie The Mummy was inspired by the opening of the tomb of what Egyptian pharaoh? Number two, if you engage in sternutation, what are you doing? And third question, on what continent will you find the Atlas Mountains? That's what I have.
True or false, in 2018, Judge Judy was the highest paid TV host. Number two, Phoebe Ann Mosey changed her name after she became a famous Wild West sharpshooter. What is her name? Third question, Miami, Florida sits on the bank of which bay?
All right. You know the answer to any of those, Chad?
And I'm not a horror film buff by any means, but wasn't the Tutankhamun's tomb the reason or the inspiration for the mummy?
It was. It was King Tut, usually called King Tut, but King Tutankhamun. The tomb was opened in 1922, and the movie was made in 1932.
So there were rumors. Right.
Yeah, there were rumors that people died after that tomb was opened, and that kind of spun the yarn that it was a curse on the tomb, and that's how the writers came up with the idea for the mummy. Good on you.
Nice,
Chad.
Well, I remember the picture that was online for a long time. It was an actual picture before they broke the seal to open the door.
Yeah.
It was a rope or something on there. So anyway.
Rope and a seal?
Not the animal seal.
But not the animal. I thought you were talking about the singer.
No. I wouldn't call that music.
No. Okay. Hey, well done, Chad.
I didn't call it music. I just said he was a singer.
Yes. What's your question for us?
Making a moral judgment.
I'm Southern Baptist by heart, so I can do that.
Okay. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
This question's probably for Tim more than anybody else, but is it my impression that Tim is a Mississippi State football fan?
Yes.
It is your impression, and it is accurate.
Across his lower back, he's got it. Well,
for better or for worse, Chad.
That's TMI.
You know, it's what God gave me. So I deal with it. You know. But, you know, the Bible says he won't put on you more than you can handle. You know what I'm saying?
Well, a lot of weight on me.
Yeah, no. Go ahead. So who do you pull for? What's your team?
Well, I used to live in Texas, but I live in Illinois now. So I don't admit that a lot, but I do. And so I really don't have – I was a Sooners fan for a while, a Texas Longhorn fan. But now I'm going to be a Mississippi State fan, and that kind of plays into the question I was going to ask Tim is because somebody asked something earlier about – they said they were from Norman, Oklahoma.
Yeah.
So my question is, if Tim knows, what wide receiver transferred in the portal from Oklahoma who is going to be number zero for Mississippi State?
I know what you're talking about. You mean this season?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
He just transferred in.
Yes, I know. And
he
was one of the ones at the SEC media days.
Yes, he was. He was the one one of the only ones that has never played before.
What's his name? Tell me what his name is, Chad. What is his name?
Brennan Thompson, number zero.
Brennan Thompson.
All right.
We're counting on him, man. Yes, paying him a lot of money.
Well, I went to school with his mom, and so I've been following him a lot, and he is an incredible player, super fast. He's going to be a lot, so I'm looking forward to watching him.
Oh, wonderful.
Hey, Chad, a question of a more spiritual nature. No, seriously, I don't mean
college
this.
College football is pretty spiritual, Ed. I don't appreciate you dissing that.
Certainly the way people treat it, yeah. Are there a lot of Southern Baptists in Illinois? I'm not dissing Illinois. I'm just wondering if there are a lot of Southern Baptists. You mentioned that you're Southern Baptist.
Only us that are transplants. So.
Oh, okay.
You get Southern Illinois is the South. Really?
Yeah.
Salem, a lot of those towns there.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chad.
That's right. That's right.
All right. Thank you, Chad.
Yeah, brother. Appreciate you hearing from you. And he went to school with the wide receiver.
Mom.
That's
a pretty cool connection. That's why he's in Illinois following Mississippi State.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Next call, Ed.
We're going to North Carolina.
Do this.
Randy is on the line. Randy, welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks. Been on hold. I've been on hold so long, I made it to the beach.
Oh, there you go.
Great.
You're traveling to the beach and you made it.
Good.
Yeah.
Which beach is that, Randy?
Carolina Beach.
Wonderful.
Carolina Beach. Is that, so there's a name, there's a particular beach named Carolina Beach, like Myrtle Beach and.
Yes, sir.
Where
Carolina
is it?
Beach.
Where is it?
It's near Wilmington, near Wrightsville Beach.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
Boy, Wilmington is beautiful.
North there, north in North Carolina.
So,
all right.
North Carolina.
All right.
We're ready. Randy, ask, answer, or both?
I'll do both.
Okay. Which one do you want to answer, I should say?
I wanted the Liberty Bell. I wanted the hottest city. And I don't really know anything else, but I'll try the most consumed food in America.
Okay, let me ask the question again, and you can answer it. I'm asking about what is the fifth most consumed meat in America. We have chicken, beef, pork, and fish. Those are the top four, and those dominate probably 90-95% of all consumption. However, there is a fifth meat that we're all familiar with that Americans consume that would be the fifth most consumed meat in the U.S., and what is that, Randy?
I'm going to say turkey.
Turkey.
Wow, yep. Nice job,
and
buddy.
That's probably, for the most part, just at Thanksgiving. I mean, that in other words, that
well,
probably elevates
yeah, you're
it
right.
To fifth place.
Thanksgiving, New Year, Christmas, but I will say this. A lot of people do eat turkey sandwiches.
I was gonna that's say, true. We eat a yep. lot of turkey. Yep. Like, you know, you get those little packs of turkey. You know,
I didn't think about
some
sandwiches.
People think it's healthier.
Yeah.
Than, yeah, it is healthy.
Ham, and some people think that it's healthier. Joe, you do?
Yeah, we do.
You documented
we sure.
this?
We got a graft on the refrigerator, and we just
well,
mark
I'm just
it.
Telling you, JJ eats what Mel tells him to eat.
I just don't. It doesn't. It's not as tasty, though.
Well,
to me, turkey's just bland as cardboard.
That's just me. That's
right.
Why
you know,
like,
we're all different.
I use a lot
we're
of
all
hot
got different
sauces.
Taste buds. Hot sauces
will spice
cardboard
anything up.
Cardboard tastes good?
Yes.
Hey, all right. Good answer, Randy.
Thanks, buddy. Have a great
no,
week.
No, he's got to ask
oh,
us
yeah.
a question.
What's your question for us?
All right. My question is, since I'm in North Carolina going to the beach, I was going to ask a question about Wilbur and Orville Wright, the Wright brothers.
Yes.
So about 8 days before Christmas in 1903, they were first in flight. And my question is, how long were they airborne for?
This might be a JJ.
That yeah, was in Kitty Hawk Beach, right?
Kill Devil Hills.
Yeah, that was Kitty Hawk.
Yeah, Kitty Hawk, like Kill Devil Hills. There at Kitty
That's
Hawk,
in North Carolina. I mean, North Dakota, isn't it?
No, it's there at the. But it was only about a minute or even less. It wasn't a long flight at all. And I can't remember. I should remember.
Since under a minute, that should be a good answer.
We'll say under a minute.
That's correct. I'll take that. It was 12 seconds.
Yeah, that's under a minute.
12 seconds. Wow.
12 seconds.
But it was flight.
That's a long way to drive to watch that, isn't it? If you were, well, you weren't driving. Well,
here's the thing. That doesn't sound like a long time, but whenever they did their press conference, they just had a bunch of bull riders in the audience, and so they were impressed.
13 seconds or whatever?
It was 12 seconds.
Hey, your Kill Devil Hills is in North Carolina. Yeah, you're saying there.
All right, buddy.
Wow, that's a
Thanks.
Great question.
Yes,
that's a
sir.
Great American question right there. You know, the Wright brothers were from Ohio, right?
Bicycle makers,
correct?
And their dad was a pastor. Because, and their sister, two brothers and a sister, she never gets any props. She influenced them a lot.
So I just know that Ohio and North Carolina have both used the Wright brothers on their state tags.
Yes, yes.
So they're from Ohio, but they did their flight experiment in North Carolina.
Here's a little fun fact. I've got a pilot's license on the back. You know, on the front, it's got, you know, date of birth, all that. On the back, it's got a picture. A real picture of Wilbur and Orville.
Okay, do you guys know,
just quickly,
and I'll just wrap this up, this question. So the question was chicken, beef, pork, and fish, and then turkey was number five most consumed meat in the U.S. Do you know what six?
I'd say I'd guess tuna.
I'm going to say spam. It should have been higher up on the list, but I'm going with spam. Just spam. Thinking about my relatives.
Spam. Spam, we don't know what spam is. So I don't know what category.
Even the people who make it don't know.
We could fall into that.
It wouldn't be something like hot dogs or sausage.
So let's not gloss over the fact that Ed's gloss picked over. Tuna.
Yes.
Let's not gloss over.
When I said fish was
all one right.
of the, what, know, what's number turkey? Six?
Okay, you got chicken, beef, pork, fish, turkey, and then lamb.
Lamb. Oh, that's what I had on here.
Did you have
sheep.
On there lamb?
Yeah, mutton. I put
lamb.
Sheep.
Lamb. So lamb. All right.
Because that's a lot of like Eastern Orthodox eat a lot of lamb at Easter.
Do they?
Yeah.
Well,
I mean,
everybody in Israel,
growing up,
they're still
my
eating.
Mom's whole side of the family ate
you know, there's
a lot,
some
lot
things,
of lamb.
They eat a lot of lamb.
Yeah. There's some animals you just can't. We all have our list of animals we really don't like to think about eating. And a little lamb for me. I just can't think about eating Mary's.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Look, yeah.
Mary's
look,
little lamb. I just can't get that out of my head.
So I was in Africa last week, and I know it's close to lunchtime.
Uh-huh.
I'm sitting down with the sixth grade boys, and in the cafeteria, it was seaweed soup. And I'm looking at my seaweed soup and some other things, but I said, well, this is a first for me to eat some seaweed soup. And I said, now, I've eaten a lot of strange things. Go to wild game dinners. I've had elk and bear and barbecued raccoon. And the little guy sitting across from me, he said, you ever eaten a dog? And I said, no, absolutely not. And I said, have you? He said, sure. He's from South Korea. He said, and I said, oh, wow. I said, oh, that's a hard no for me, a hard pass. But I said, what's a dog taste like? With a twinkle in his eye, he said, chicken. Then the other little boy, he said, have you ever eaten horse? And I said, no, but I hear it's a delicacy in Europe. And I said, please tell me you haven't. And he said, oh, all the time. I said, well, where are you from? He said, Italy. And he said, and it's a, you know, it's, and he said, it's delicious. So for the record, I'm not going to eat a horse. I'm not going to eat a dog. But there's people around the world that are doing that.
Well, they're wrong.
I don't want to smell their breath. And I don't want to don't be invited over to have
well,
a meal with them.
I will tell you that the last time I was at the Chinese restaurant.
Don't say it.
No.
My little fortune cookie, the little fortune said that wasn't chicken. And I'm not sure what they meant by that. But
that wasn't chicken.
So
your fortune cookie.
All
right, Trivia Friday, next call, Ed.
All right, let's go to Indiana. What do you say? And Richard is on the line. Richard, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Oh, hello. Hey, I want to answer the one about the Western Shooter, but her first name was so hard I can't remember it.
Phoebe
Can you help
Ann,
me?
Phoebe Ann Mosey changed her name after she became a legendary, famous Wild West sharpshooter. What do we know her by today, Richard?
Annie Oakley?
Annie Oakley.
Annie Oakley.
Annie Oakley's real name was Phoebe Ann Mosey.
Is she still alive?
Oh, no. No, that's been a long time ago.
was back in Buffalo Bills days.
She did travel with
Buffalo.
It wasn't
Buffalo like a Bills. Gun accident or anything, was it?
I mean,
what happened to her?
No, I don't. I think she just got food poisoning after eating
a horse.
Never mind.
But she
the last
was,
thing she was heard saying was, I'm so hungry I could eat a horse.
She was on for many years with Dick Clark on on the Rockin' New Year's.
Oh,
it was Dick Clark and Annie Oakley. I just remember that.
She was on the Lawrence Welk show too.
Richard,
very talented.
Save us, Richard. Save us. What's your question for us?
Oh, I don't have a question. I was just surprised I got in.
Well, we're glad you did.
But I'm gonna be down at the Ark.
Oh, wonderful!
Yeah, that's with Wesley, right, Tony?
Ark. Yeah, this fall.
Yeah, that's coming up. When is that? In October.
October.
Yeah, end of October.
Yeah, awesome.
You're going to be with Tim's son and Ed's son. They're going to be helping to lead that.
Yep. Yeah, it'll be a great time. They always said they do that annually. I think they go to the Ark in Answers in Genesis, and then they do an event, and they have everything scheduled with bus, you know, a bus to go to the Ark to the Creation Museum.
Right.
Well, and they get some of the speakers.
Get
they get
speakers
the Ken Hams
that
the regular folks don't get because all this is scheduled.
Yeah. All right. Well, have a great time.
Thanks,
there, Richard.
Buddy.
Appreciate you calling, my friend. And we got time for another call.
All right. Let's go to Arkansas. And Ben is on the line. Ben, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you. I'm grateful. I'm finally the last person.
Well, Ben, we've been waiting on you. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. I would like to take the question about the third most common pet.
Here we go.
Okay. By the way, where do you live in Arkansas, Ben?
I live in Pine Bluff. It's about an hour south of Little Rock.
Oh, yeah. On the interstate, on 30. Was that 30? What
are you backing up in, yeah, Walmart? What's that noise?
Oh, no, I had the door open.
Okay.
Well, anyway, I know where Pine Bluff is. Anyway, here we go. The question is, if Ben's going to answer, after dogs and cats, what is the third most popular pet category in the U.S.?
I would guess fish.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Wow.
And in particular, freshwater fish. They do have this broken down. Yeah. So aquarium.
Like goldfish and betas.
How'd you know that? Yeah. How'd you know that, Ben?
Well, I mean, we have fish, and I assume like everybody like that can't afford a dog or a cat or something usually probably has some type of fish, even if it's like just a one beta fish. And so, I mean, as soon as you guys said that, I was just like, fish. Yeah. It's got to be fish.
So people have an aquarium with one lonely beta fish?
Well, betas, if they're males, they'll fight. They'll kill each other.
Yeah.
If it's betas, and nobody knows how to tell the difference between males and females.
So you knowingly put two betas in the same?
Well, is this like MMA or something? My wife won't let me do it anymore, but.
Like a death match among fish? You enjoy that?
No, of course not.
So, Ben.
I'm not sick.
Knowing that people have dogs and have cats and you have a fish, do you take the tank when you take it for a walk? Do you just cradle it in your arms and take the, fish tank and just walk up and down the sidewalk?
Yeah. In other words, how do you bond with a?
That's
with
exactly.
Does he have a question?
Yeah, fire away. What's your question for us?
Yes, sir, I do.
Okay.
I would. My question is: how many commandments did God give in the Bible? In the entire Bible?
Oh man, you talking about like all the old. Like all the
in the whole Bible.
Oh no! Like there were like in the Bible, how many commandments like did he say? Like the first 10. Hey, were there any more? How many?
Okay, gotcha.
Hey Ben, we are almost out of time, so I think you're gonna have to give us an answer on this one, otherwise we'll stumble around. What's the answer? How many commandments?
He actually gave 11. There was actually, Jesus said, I think in John, another commandment I give unto you, treat your neighbor as yourself.
Okay.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yep.
Yeah. Thanks,
all right,
buddy.
Thank you, Ben.
You for listening to AFR.
All right. If you engage in sternutation, what are you doing, guys? You know,
it's hiccups,
sneezing. And on what continent will you find the Atlas Mountains? You guys know? You're just there.
Oh,
Africa.
2018 Judge Judy, highest paid TV host.
I'm going to say yes.
100% true. $147 million.
A year? That year?
That year, but she only made $47 million, but she got $100 million by selling the episodes of Judge Judy.
Oh.
She made $147. Ellen was second with $85 million. Miami, Florida sits on the bank of what bay, Tim?
Biscayne.
Biscayne Bay.
The Biscayne Bay.
You have any left?
No, I don't. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll see you back here Monday.